I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. During Billy's brunch, a storm was a-brewing, and she and her ex can't stop a-screwing. It's Watch What Happens Live with Lindsay Hubbard and James Kennedy now. I am your host, Andy Cohen, live in the Bravo Clubhouse on a Monday night with a woman who keeps getting back with her ex and a man who really misses those sir checks. From Summer House, please welcome Lindsay Hubbard. And from Vanderpump Rules, it's White Kanye, DJ James Kennedy. Great to see you. Have the two of you ever met?
No, we just met.
Just met?
Very good.
Yeah, nice to meet you.
I asked him if he was going to rap tonight.
And?
I'm always ready, Andy.
Yes. All right, over at the bar, we have someone from Temptation Island who's doling out cocktails until we all Temptation Island on our asses. Welcome, Dr. Johnny Alexander. Hey, Dr. Johnny Alexander.
How you doing?
Great to see you.
Yeah, man, it's been a while.
It has. You were on Love Connection.
1 year from this weekend, you and I had a date in L.A. with a young lady that did not pick me.
But yes.
I wore this blazer tonight because that was what I wore on the show, and I didn't get my picture with you, so.
Well, here we okay, are. We'll do it.
Here we are.
There you go. All right. You might get even more than that. You never know. Just kidding. I am totally being inappropriate. Tonight, Kristen showed up at Sur to talk to Lisa, and it went, well, it went about as awkwardly as you would expect. Watch this.
Congratulations on Tom Tom.
I haven't opened it yet. I don't feel like it's worthy of congratulations right now.
Well, the private party, I heard you didn't want me there. That's why I didn't.
They invited you, then it's their list you'll be on.
Yes.
Okay, so we're good.
Maybe I'm winning Lisa over. Maybe Lisa likes me now. Thank you. I really appreciate your time.
Ow, you trod on my foot.
What's wrong with you? Over there. I'm sorry.
I love it that she went in for the double kisses at the end.
She always does with Lisa.
She does?
Yeah.
Well, Lala was serving us Versace J-Lo tonight, which brings us to our first poll. Go to WWHL.TV. We want to know who wore it best, J-Lo or Lala. By the way, Lala revealed, I think today, that she is an alcoholic. What was your reaction to that?
Thought it took big guts, and I respect her for that. Nice one, Lala.
Very good.
Yes.
It was a landslide for J-Lo, but that doesn't take away from how much we're all rooting for Lala. On Summer House, we saw Jordan in his Speedo, but Lindsay, you said that you were confused and needed someone a bit more masculine. Why do Speedos confuse you?
Well, I mean, I choose to date guys who don't wear Speedos. No offense against you if you do. You
know. Okay.
But
I mean, we wouldn't be compatible anyway.
Well, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So maybe he, you know, you should talk to him.
All right. Before we get to your questions for Lindsay and James, here's what three things I am obsessed with tonight. First, on Pump Rules, despite his reformed ways, James was uninvited from the Mexico trip, which caused the old James Kennedy to wake up from a Mexicoma. Watch.
No.
I brought it up with Katie and the girls. They're not having it.
Your wife, bro. You. I don't want nothing from you ever again. Give me a cigarette.
Get out of here. You're overreacting,
stupid. Oh, I'm overreacting.
I've literally tried every way possible.
Listen to me, okay?
Oh, don't even.
I'm pissed for you.
I ended up saying, like, well, your wife to Schwartz, and I called him a pussy. Katie's trying to sieve me out of this entire group, and that's what angers me. I haven't met the devil yet, but she's coming close.
Okay, here's what. Go to WWHL.TV and tell us, do you think James should be able to go on the trip? Yes or no? Do you think you overreacted there?
Of course. I think I overreacted a little bit. You know, I apologize to Schwartz for saying those words. And, you know, you live and you learn, Andy.
It seems like the viewers think you should go on the trip, but it's not exactly a landslide.
No, it's not exactly a landslide, you know. I've definitely done what I did, and I'm in a group of people that get forgiven a lot and rehired a lot and stuff like that. You mean, I know Lisa's at the end of her tether with me. However, I haven't missed a trip yet, and I have never been a big liability on the trips. I've always done well. So I was extra mad about that. Yeah.
Okay. Well, second, tonight, Sur was the site of a volcanic eruption of sorts. And not one, not two, but three people were burned by some lava. Take a look.
Lava. Number one, yes, I think you have a screw loose. Do not ever bring on my dad. I thought you were a dummy before my dad died.
I don't like the way you were speaking to Raquel.
I am struggling to put my feet. Be quiet. You're still sitting there loving the fact that you got to la la. It's the only successful thing you'll ever have in your life. Get the out of here, James, before I peel your face from your skull. I'm telling you, get the back.
Dad,
you want to see a psycho? Get the out of my face, Hal.
Dad,
you want to see a psycho?
You're just doing this, bitch.
Come on. I love this. I'm so amused.
Okay, here's what. Go back to WWHL.TV and now tell us, should LVP have fired Lala for her behavior, yes or no? I'm assuming I know how you feel.
No, look, I mean, had James Kennedy done that in the entryway at Sur with the clients and the restaurateur goers eating, I would have gotten fired. You know, I'm not going to say my part, but
I thought you really handled yourself well there when you were.
I really did.
There.
You know,
I do too.
I don't want people thinking I wasn't
really
trying to back up Raquel.
I mean, you also, you know, dug your grave deep enough to, you know, handle yourself well in
yes,
that moment.
I know that, but you know, I think that with, you know, with Raquel, I don't want her to think that I'm a boyfriend that's not going to stick up for her. And at the end of the day, I had to do the perfect level of sticking up for my girl at the same time and not being too much of a, you know.
Okay, well, you guys think LVP should fire her, 73%. Finally, on tonight's Summer House, the gang celebrated 4th of July, and Jordan obviously felt he had the tastiest wiener at the barbecue, though some of his housemates do not agree. Watch.
If you want to kiss me,
then kiss me.
Go look over there.
I can't help it.
Right here.
Jordan, can I ask you a question? Who are you more into, Danielle or Paige?
Right now? Paige is here, so Paige.
Oh!
No.
If I was a car salesman, Danielle would be the rental and Paige would be the Lamborghini. I'm leaving the lot with that car.
I think Paige is odd. I thought you were hooking up with her.
No, let's check the tapes here, boys.
Let's look at the tape.
At least I get to see your face, IRL, tomorrow instead of all over social.
We started grilling Jordan.
What did he say?
I had said, like, first you're into Paige, now suddenly you're so into Danielle. Who do you like more, Paige or Danielle? And he goes, well, Paige is here right now.
Okay, here's what. Poll time. Go to WWHL.TV. Tell us, would you hook up with Jordan, yes or no? This is going to be interesting. But I guess you've already made yourself clear on the topic.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, you're not down for it.
Not down for it.
It looks like the viewers are overwhelmingly... Wow, that is just about 100%. All right, that's a landslide. Thank you very much. Lindsay... We got this a lot. Lissel Necca wants to know on Twitter, why did you ghost Amanda when you learned Kyle cheated instead of reaching out to her or support her?
You know, we were in a very awkward position at that point in time. And when I found out that Kyle cheated on Amanda, it broke my heart for her.
And then why unfollow her and not him? He's the one.
So she at that time was posting all these couples photos and he wasn't. He's a dude, you know. And like, I was disgusted by him. I was broken, like, for her. And I didn't want to see it. I wanted to step back and like let them deal with it and not be involved with it. And unfortunately, it came to a head.
Tisher 2 wants to know, James, do you think Lala's marriage will last?
Yeah, I do. I want it to last for her. As long as she's happy, then, you know, I support her marriage. You know, I think her and Randall have come a very long way since the beginning of their relationship, and I wish them the best.
Do you feel that she said tonight that screwing her is the most successful thing that you will ever do in your life?
I assure you, Andy, it's not. I don't need to go into details.
How many times did that happen? Multiple? Like, on, like, less than 5, more than 10? Oh, once.
Yeah.
All right.
If that. Half
if
a,
that?
Half a once. No, it was once. It was once. Honestly, we were friends at the time, so we didn't think of anything of it, you know. Right after that night, you know, we continued as friends. And, you know, this is nearly 4 years ago. Pardon my friend.
Okay. Did you perform at the best of your abilities?
Was it on the turntables?
No, I saved that for Raquel, Andy.
Gval21 wants to know, where are Lindsay and Everett now?
We're friends. I mean, we see each other at birthdays and social events. I mean, New York, as big of a city as it is a small town. And our group of friends throw a lot of events. So I see him every now and then.
Okay. Friends with benefits still?
No.
No.
No. He has a girlfriend, and I am way beyond, you know, anything sexual with him.
On next week's Pump Rules, the Cirque crew heads to Mexico, and Tom and Katie get romantic if what you're into is tension and bickering. Here's a sneak peek.
Bobo, you're being a wet blanket.
Well, I'm sorry, I haven't seen you much.
You
don't even pay attention to me.
You've put a damper on, what, 70% of the vacations we've been on together?
You're wrong.
I used to do
you're
this
wrong.
On every
you're
trip.
Wrong. You're wrong.
I'm right.
Why don't you
I'm
just
right.
Like, no,
I'm right.
Whatever, I guess. You're right.
It's not about being
you're
right.
So right. You're right about
now.
Everything. You're it's right about me. You're right about you. Yeah, okay. You're right about how, like, you stick up for your friends when it comes to your wife.
You're
your
delirious
wife.
And you're acting like a fool. By now, you should be able to just talk to me.
Stop talking. You listen.
The problem is I don't like the sound of your voice.
Yikes.
Looks like a fun trip you missed.
Yeah. I mean, after watching all that back, I'm definitely glad I wasn't invited.
Lindsay, Jenna D texted, do you think Kyle would have come clean if his cheating on Amanda stayed a secret?
I don't know. And I often think about that because, you know, he likes to say Everett spilled the beans and Everett did spill the beans. But at this point, you know, Kyle needs to take responsibility a little bit and just be like, you know what? It happened. I fucked up. And I just,
We're
I don't
on TV.
Know. Yeah, I don't know if he would have ever. I'm kind of glad. Oh, sorry.
James, Louisa T said, what did you have to say about Kristen saying she doesn't feel bad about you supporting your family and calling your mom a terrorist for how she acted on the show? She said that on this show in February.
I don't really pay mind to what Miss Doty has to say about me.
B Narrowback, Lindsay, what do you think of Jordan's rental comment about Danielle? Because I think it was one of the most mean-spirited and degrading comments ever on Summer House.
I think Jordan's a rental.
James Donna Cavez wants to know if you'll be proposing to Raquel anytime soon.
You know, she's definitely the one if there is one. So soon,
that's
for
sweet.
Sure. I love you, babe. I love you.
Lindsay, Ariana N wants to know, be honest, did you read all 17 pages of Kyle's email?
I did.
You did?
I did, and I called him immediately the next morning. And I said, hey, nice email.
let's go to James from Long Island. Hey, James, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. Hi, Lindsay. James, you're by far my favorite Vanderpump cast member.
I get that a lot. Thanks, James. Thank you, mate.
Considering how big you've been on requesting and receiving forgiveness for your past actions, have you considered forgiving Logan for lying about the two of you hooking up? And are you open to being friends with him again?
good.
You know, it does go a little bit deeper than that. However, I have forgiven him for that rumor. You know, it was just the state of the rumor at the time. But I am past that now, and I'm very happy the way my life is going. So I'm going to continue on this direction. So thank you.
Travis from Brooklyn for Lindsay. What's your question, Travis?
Hi, Lindsay. I just want to let you know that I love you on the show so much.
Thank you.
And you're welcome. My question for you is, when it comes to the ladies on the show, who do you think has more game, Carl, Jordan, or Kyle?
Did you say ladies on the show?
Yeah, like who has more game with the ladies?
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Kyle Sagan, and I mean, Carl is the only one with game at this point.
Lindsay, Myla O said, I noticed there are several pictures of you with Adrian Grenier. Are you two just friends or have you hooked up before?
You know, I'm a publicist and I do a lot with celebrities and have done.
Yeah.
I've never hooked up with Adrian at all, but he is a good friend of mine.
Very good. Game time. The Summer House and Punk Rose Kids are known for their tangled dating webs, so they should be experts at untangling some other relationship webs with a round of Have They Dated? I'm going to show you pairs of celebrities and Bravo celebrities. You will say if they have ever had a love connection or if it's fake. Okay, Tom Cruise and Cher, did they date?
No.
No.
They dated, yes. She talked about it on this show. Jennifer Lopez and Nicolas Cage, did they date?
No.
Definitely not.
They did not date. Okay, what about Sheena Shea and Carl?
Oh, I hope not.
No, definitely did not date.
Okay, but they
made
out.
Questionable.
They made out.
Oh, no, yeah.
Okay,
oh,
what about Madonna and Vanilla Ice? Did they date?
I'm going to go for yes.
They did. Yes, they did. What about Lady Gaga and James Franco? Did they date?
No.
That's a secret.
Actually,
that's
they're both from New York. That might be true. Yeah.
They did not date that we know of. What about Jax and Gigi from Shaz?
No.
They had sex.
Oh, my God.
Oh!
What about Kim K and Nick Cannon? Did they date?
No.
If that's true, I mean, Nick Cannon gets so much, like, crap, you know?
They dated for 3 years.
Oh, oh, my God, so
Donald Trump and Barbara Streisand, did they date?
That is crazy.
I'm just going to, I mean, I
Donald Trump
I
and
don't
Barbara
know.
Streisand.
I keep saying
God,
no, but now I feel like I should say yes.
No,
yeah, okay, there we go.
Okay, no, they didn't. What about Shep Rose and Teddy Mellencamp? Did they date?
No, absolutely not.
No, but they grew up together. What about Chris Pratt and Natalie Portman? Did they date?
I'm going to go with yes. That would be
honestly,
cute.
Yeah, probably.
No, they didn't. What about Jared Leto and Cameron Diaz?
I hope so.
I hope they're dating now.
They did date for like four or five years. Thank you very much. By the way, during the break, the bunny that Kim returned to Lisa Rinna tried to make a run for it. It was crazy. Literally fell off the shelf. James, you have something that you want to promote.
Guys, I've got a new podcast called It's Not About the Podcast. Listen to it now.
What kinds of, who do you interview? Other
I'm
DJs?
I'm talking about up-and-coming artists in the music industry in LA. Why did you come to LA? Why do you want to be a star? Also, follow Don't Tell Your Mom on Instagram right now, my little brother's new company.
You have a lot going on. Wow.
I got a lot of plugging. I'm plugging.
Lindsay Danielle, NYC84. Are Lindsay and Amanda friendly now? That was super awkward in the Summer House.
We are friendly, yes.
Lindsay, Allison Maria said Barack Obama follows you on Twitter. How did that happen?
I don't know. I think that when he was running for president, he had a very good team around him. But also, one of my best friends lives and works in D.C., so I think maybe she had something to do with it.
I mean, I know people who live in D.C., and he doesn't follow me.
Yeah, I don't know.
Wow,
yeah.
Okay, great. I'm all for it.
Yeah, I've got tentacles out.
James, do you really think you've changed?
I mean, what kind of question is that? Yeah, I've changed. Like, I don't know. I think so. I've changed for the better. You know, Vanderpump Rules, every single year, I learn more and more. I want to become a better man every single day. And, you know, look, I'm 27. I'm trying my best. And, you know, as far as my life goes, I'm really happy with the way things have turned out. I've been touring all over North America, and I couldn't be happier. And as for my relationship, you know, I couldn't be happier with her, with Raquel at home. The one thing is my job, you know, I need to get back at Sir. See you next Tuesday.
Okay, it's time for my Mazel of the Day, and it goes to the news that last night, Lisa Vanderpump and Lady Gaga had a girls' night hanging out at both Pump and Tom Tom, and they were even rumored to have DJed at the restaurant.
Raquel
Sorry, James.
Your job has been taken.
I know that must burn a bit to hear. Anyway, I just want to warn Lady Gaga that it's not so fun when someone else steals your gig. How would you like it if James did this? Yeah, that wouldn't feel good. Tonight's Jackal goes to the news that Jennifer Lopez was spotted last night with a $100,000 Birkin bag, thought to be the world's most rare and expensive bag. With all due, this is news. Of course she has the world's most rare and expensive bag. Call me when you see J-Lo sporting the free tote bag you get when you open a checking account. That will be a story. I want to thank Lindsay James and Dr. Johnny for being here. Lindsay and James and Dr. Johnny behind the bar. Dr. Johnny's from Temptation Island on USA Network. What kind of doctor are you?
Chiropractor, New York City, Chelsea.
In the city?
Yeah, Chelsea.
You're kidding me.
No.
Can I get an adjustment, please?
Please. Right now. Let's go. Wow.
Hey, you get an adjustment.
He's an adjustment.
I feel like this could be a love connection right here.
Yeah, I wish. No,
yes. My God, are you interested, Jay? Dr. Johnny?
I mean, are you kidding me? Who wouldn't be?
Well, thank you.
Well, Lindsay is a doctor.
I'll keep doing reality shows until I get on Summer House.
Yes. All right, let's go to Kate from Minneapolis. Hey, Kate, what's your question?
Hey, Andy, I love you so much. I just want to say that first and foremost.
Thank you.
And that's nice. Mazel to your baby.
Thank you.
My question was for James.
Okay.
And I want to know what Lisa thinks about his recent behavior in the interviews, where he still continues to say that things.
Let's get to the point, darling. Let's get to
the point. Oh, sweetie.
What's the question, though?
You're trash talking in interviews, but you're.
Who am I trash talking?
Sweet, everybody. But you're being sweet in person. So do you think that
I've got to do all I can right now to get to Mexico at this point. play the game or don't play at all. Don't come to LA if you don't want to play chess, babe.
Are people in LA playing chess?
Yeah, everyone's playing chess. If you don't know chess, you
know. Do they know how to play chess?
I do. Are they? Look at me now, babe. Look at me now.
Do you think that Lisa, when Lisa sees that you actually were able to behave yourself to Lala, do you think she didn't believe me? Right.
The boy that cried wolf. Honestly, I was so upset by that. And I was coming into Tom Tom for a different conversation, Andy.
Yes. You know? Oh, really?
I was expecting Lisa to go, James, Lala effed up. She effed up, but no.
You got grilled.
Oh, darling, it was you that caused the ruckus. I was like, no, Lisa, no, it wasn't. But even watching me back,
that's what
I thought.
They're expecting. They're expecting you to.
Thank you, darling.
Let me just finish.
I expected. Right. I was looking at myself watching it back, and I was like, yo, he is not telling the truth right now. So, it's all a mind game, guys. I didn't do anything at CERN. If anyone that watched that episode, hopefully you believe me.
Okay, well, we saw the footage, babe.
Yeah, well, yeah. What did I do? What did
you
I do?
You didn't do anything. We agree.
What do you think, Captain?
You did nothing. Yes. No, I watched it.
Okay, great.
Yeah. Okay.
What do I say then? What do you
no, it's good. Everything's good. It's,
yeah, let's go I'm to, gonna hide.
Let let's go to Brianna from South Carolina. What's your question?
Hey, Andy, congrats.
Thanks.
My question is for Lindsay.
Okay.
Hi.
When she met Sheree, did she express any interest of wanting to come back to The Real Housewives?
Oh, I met her, you know, before anything had happened. So, you know, right. I don't know.
That was not, the yeah. timeline was off. Let's go to Kimberly from Virginia. Hey, Kimberly, what's your question?
Hi, my question is for James.
Hi, hey. Kimberly.
Good luck.
Hi.
No, this one will be easier.
Agreed.
I just wanted to say that, James, I'm 100% with you, and I think that that people have not walked down the road you're on, they will never understand it.
Where are you from?
I'm from Virginia.
Okay.
Nice.
Shout out Virginia. I've been playing all around and I have visited Virginia already. And I appreciate you. Do you have a question, darling?
No, she just wanted to give it. Oh, she does. Hold on. She does. Yes, what's your question?
I do have a question. I was wondering what you think of LVP's thinking or saying that you are not being close to your family.
Lisa Vanderpump saying I'm not as close to my family.
Did Lisa say that?
Maybe she's thinking about something on the lines of it. You know, I definitely know that Lisa hasn't seen my family behind closed doors this year.
Oh, I think Lisa said maybe that she's not close to your family.
Oh,
anymore.
Is that the question for real?
So Lisa's maybe not close with your family as much?
No, they don't hang out at Sunday roast, but Lisa's a very busy woman. I mean, you know, she's doing her own thing. You know, does she look out for me? And will she have lunch or dinner with my mum upon request? Absolutely. I mean, you know, Lisa's definitely got a place for James Kennedy in her heart. And I can't imagine my life without her.
We all do.
Look, I love you, Lisa.
There you go. I want to thank Lindsay and James and Dr. Johnny for more support on LevelTV.com. Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loro, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but two trials that ended in hung juries and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law and Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.